Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1.
Now, you're welcome back. I'm exhausted after the quiz, but thankfully it's visiting critic time, where we send someone, as you know, in to do the last thing they would ever consider and review it for us in the unprofessional capacity. So we get the organic, we get the balanced view. Comedian and actor Garrod Farrelly is our visiting critic. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
How is your 2026 going so far?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, I've had a lovely 2026 so far. I haven't started back work properly yet. I'm starting back tomorrow night. Yeah. Oh my God, the thoughts. It's just,
because you're gigging all the time.
Yeah, gigging all the time.
The biggest gap you'd have in a year.
This has been a pretty big gap. Yeah, I don't like to do a lot during December because it's always a bit crazy. So I finished on the 12th of December.
Well,
like, I haven't
nice.
Been on stage since the 12th of December, and I'm on with Joanne McNally tomorrow night in the Olympia. So good luck. God knows what that'll be like.
He's a bit rusty, isn't he?
Oh God, yeah.
You regularly go over to Manchester, which is where you've done our reviewing thing.
Yes, that's right. I have a podcast with two UK comedians, Josh Jones and Morgan Rees. It's three gay guys chatting. And we record it in Josh's house. Once a month we go and we batch record. And Josh always has a little adventure for us.
He's a handful, Josh.
Josh is a handful. If you've met Josh, yeah, Josh, you might know Josh from like Would I Lie to You or, you know, the UK panel shows. But Josh is absolutely hilarious. And he's always up for adventure, which I wouldn't say I'm not up for adventure, but, you know, Josh is the sort of person that he would say, we'll have a lazy day and then you'll walk 20,000 steps that day and you're like, good God, he is boundless energy. He's like a Labrador.
So what were you going to take on? Bouldering. You now know what bouldering is, so you can tell the rest of us.
Yes, bouldering is kind of indoor wall climbing.
Yeah,
And Josh is an expert at this. He's been doing it for about maybe
That's
3 years.
Surprising. Was it for comedians?
Yes, maybe. This is his thing, and he's been trying to get me to do it for a long, long time. And I went along very reluctantly because one of my big fears is heights.
Is it?
I'm terrified of heights. And I was kind of recalling an incident that happened when I went ziplining in Kilternan.
Oh, yeah.
Where That's about halfway crap. Through, I kind of decided, no, I'm actually just going to hold on to this tree for the rest of this. And this poor instructor
froze.
And this poor instructor had to winch himself up and basically say to me, look, if you don't let go of the tree, we're going to have to strap you into a stretcher. We're going to have to lower you down. It's going to be very embarrassing. And I was like, I'm fine. Get the stretcher. That's grand. You have underestimated my capacity for humiliation.
I did ziplining inside a disused mine in Wales once, where you zipline into total darkness at times.
Oh, no.
I'd be scared of heights, but you couldn't really see it, so you couldn't tell. And then you get to a particular point where they show you what you've just ziplined over.
Oh, it's very... No, that's terrifying. And do you know what the worst thing is? When you see young children... With zero fear. There was this wagon behind me in a Pokemon tracksuit who I swear to God, I was like, I'm going to murder this kid.
That's a bit of a,
I know, yeah, and they just.
Jelly legged fool.
Come on, you idiot. Oh,
terrified
God.
Of heights.
Terrified of heights.
Bouldering, so, not a good idea.
Bouldering probably wasn't a good idea. Now, bouldering is actually lower. It's not as it's not as high as, you know, like the proper wall climber where you're harnessed in.
But you still have to haul yourself up.
You do have to haul yourself up, yeah. As well as that, like, we did some videos, like, you know, because I wanted to see how bad I was at this. But I would fall, and because I guess I'm afraid of heights, it would seem like I was falling from a lot higher than I was. So, yeah. Like, there would be a blood-curdling scream, and then I'd fall 2 feet and land perfectly in a standing position.
Because you're on a cable, are you?
No, you're not on the cable at all. You're raw dogging this.
Yeah, serious? It was.
Yeah, no, there's no cable. I thought there would be a cable.
Harnesses and cables and things. Like
no, nothing at all. So it was just. I also had to sign a death waiver at the start. Which
we always have to do that zip lining and all that.
Yeah, and I also had to sign that I was happy for Josh to be my supervisor as opposed to a member of staff. Now the cold rush of blood through my body when I did that, I have to say, will stay with me for my dying day.
So you signed a death waiver to review bouldering.
Yeah, exactly.
it was
interesting. It's kind of like a puzzle. You're solving a puzzle while you're exercising. Now, I don't know. There were times when I just felt I think it's just easier to fall here.
Not an enthusiastic puzzle solver then.
No, I'm not. Like, and again, like I was with a friend who loves board games and loves like a Rubik's Cube, and that's just, it's not my bag.
What's the puzzle element of the thing?
Well, because all of the things that you're climbing on, they are all different colors. So like green would be the easiest. White would be slightly
you're
harder.
Reaching for the next green.
Yeah. So you're got. And then you can use anything to get down.
These holes. Are they? Have they got names on them that you discovered?
No. I was just calling them steps. So I was at the top shouting like, "What step? Just tell me what step, please." But I was a bit nervous about it as well because it's indoor and it's constructed. Mm. So you're relying on, you know, somebody screwing something in.
I know.
Properly.
And other people hanging off them before.
Yeah. And I do all my own DIY. So like if you put a, you know, if you put a book on a shelf in my house, you are asking for trouble, basically.
So this professionally built wall, you're just considering I might have done this.
Yeah. I was like, God, somebody, there's a lot of steps. There was a lot of steps and I wasn't really sure. Like it was fun, but I'm not sure I'd do it again. There's a lot involved.
Very. I'd say you're the third person ever to Visiting Critic who said they're not going to do the thing again. What? Ever.
Yeah, I think once you've ticked a box, like once you tick the box and you've done the dangerous thing, why would you do it again? Completely uncompetitive. I'm the least competitive person you will ever meet. As soon as the element of competition comes into something, I'm like, I'm done. I'm out now. No, I'm good. I'm very much, I would be a competitive, you know, who will finish this meal first. That would be my level of competition.
The climb. Did you learn anything about it? How you're supposed to?
I learned you don't like it.
Not use your fingers, or you're supposed to.
Your starting position is you've got to these step things that you hold. There's a label on each one, and that's your starting position. But you have to hold them and have your feet off the floor. So you have to find a way to do that. There may not necessarily be a step. So you have to, you know, use the force of pushing your toes against the wall.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is your inclination is that you'll turn your foot sideways, but because of the shoes that you wear, you actually have a better grip to if you have your foot perpendicular to the wall.
Really?
Yeah, so it's totally counterintuitive. Yeah, which is why I fell.
Is it really sore to step on those things?
It is a little bit, yeah. Also, the shoes are quite tight.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so it was just a bit, everything was just a little bit uncomfortable. But they had a lovely cafe. I will say that.
And you were the first to finish.
I was the first in. I had a lovely chocolate eclair, a lovely cappuccino. The day was worthwhile.
This
it was saved.
Hard. And you've done dancing. We were talking to Michael Fry earlier on. You were you were there last year.
I was very excited for Michael Fry. I met Michael Fry at an audition in maybe October. And we kind of had the little, are you Empire to Rumour? You know, and he was terrified. And when I saw him on Sunday night, I was just delighted.
It was great.
Yeah. It's just one of those experiences that if you just lean in, you know, don't think
he's
about
it. He's very worried, though, because the judges were so harsh and he ended up...
Yeah, but I think that if you... the way I looked at it was, your Monday to Friday is you're learning to dance from one of, you know, the best dancers in the world. Mm-hmm. And the cost of that is you go in and do the really stressful stuff at the weekend. But I had a ball. I loved every second of it.
And you're responsible for Niamh Kavanagh's inclusion.
I am very much responsible for that. And that was incredibly manipulative because she has said no to that for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And she said no to it this year. And it's the first time I've known Niamh for, God, 30 years maybe. And it's the first time I've ever got annoyed. And I was like, no, I'm annoyed at you now for this because I know you will love it and you just need to trust yourself.
But you kind of emotionally manipulated her.
I did, because what happened was in July, my cat died.
Oh.
And I already said to the producer, I said, I know she said no, but just...
As your
give
bestie,
me 2 weeks on this.
She said, how do I cheer you up?
She said, how do I cheer you up? Is there anything I can do? She sent me this lovely, lovely text. And I sent a message back and I just said, dancing with the stars. And fair play.
That was it.
That was it. She was locked in. She went and had a meeting and that was her. Yeah.
She looks like she's happy now.
She's having a ball. And it's funny because I saw her in a Halloween panto. And this would have been after she'd signed up. And I saw her dance and I thought, well, this is a huge mistake.
She was in for the Halloween panto.
She was like somebody had thrown a microwave down the stairs. It was just, I was like, this is very bad. She needs to get out of this. But I was so proud of her on Sunday night. I thought she was absolutely incredible. And Stephen is just amazing.
Thanks for being Visiting Critic, Garode Farley. I want to tell people, No Pressure is the new tour, which begins in the summer, running across the country. GarodeFarley.com to see the dates and buy tickets and see on Instagram. Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Rachel English is on News at 1. Have a lovely Friday and a weekend, everyone. Chat on Monday. Slán.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio app.